And while we're talking cars and sustainability, the national average for a gallon of gas right now is $3.60, which is still a lot cheaper than some alternatives like algae. But maybe not for long. Researchers in Arizona are trying to develop algae-based biofuel that could eventually go in your tank. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KJZZ's Stina Sieg reports from Phoenix.
Green liquid bubbles from rows of glass tanks in the Phoenix suburb of Mesa. The sun is shining bright on the Arizona Center for Algae Technology and Innovation, and that's fueling the growth of these super productive single-cell organisms. Professor Milton Sommerfeld directs the center, run by Arizona State University. To him, this isn't pond scum. It's biofuel that just hasn't been processed yet. He holds up jars of the finished products in his lab across the street.
This is like crude petroleum, and here's an example of where we've taken that algae oil and made biodiesel.
Its green pigment has been removed, so Sommerfeld says the light yellow liquid looks just like regular diesel, but it burns much cleaner, up to 90% cleaner when you factor in the carbon used to grow algae. Sommerfeld explains that algae can be turned into any liquid fuel product on the market, with the help of heat, pressure, or solvents.
One of the advantages of the algae is that they're making the fuel and the other products in real time, not geologic time.
Meaning you don't have to wait millions of years before you can extract it, like petroleum or coal. But how to make algae make economic sense? Well, researchers are still working on that. Sommerfeld estimates that a gallon of commercially produced algae oil would cost consumers between $9 and $13, and that's way too high to make it profitable. A few miles down the road in Gilbert, Arizona, a company called Helier makes an array of products from algae, from supplements to beauty aids. But it doesn't do fuel. CEO Dan Simon explains.
In our view, until you can produce algae fuels at $3 per gallon, you're not really going to have an open market opportunity.
And that opportunity might not come along for another 5, maybe 10 years, according to Heather Youngs. She's a researcher at UC Berkeley who's not shy about her respect for algae.
Yeah, they're amazing, amazing creatures with a lot of potential, and I can understand why people are so excited about them.
Algae does grow easily in Arizona. Algae ponds need large, flat surfaces and sunshine, which the state has lots of. But all that land is expensive, as are the nutrients needed to help algae thrive. Young says UC Berkeley looked at all these factors when predicting algae's role in America's energy future.
The analysis that we've done in our institute, unless there's something, some significant advance to bring the cost of production down, does not predict a high percentage of algae.
So where does that leave scientists at Arizona State University who are trying to make the production of algae oil more efficient and cheaper? ASU researcher Terry Belial says that it will take many different sources of alternative energy to eventually replace fossil fuels, and she believes algae will be part of that patchwork.
The timeline is always the question. Everybody asks, you know, when?
Right now, Belial can't answer those questions. No one in the algae world can. Yet. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Phoenix.